This is the Sunday Night Shakedown Rochester's Rock and Roll Show for you. We have FM Green in the studio. We got Rick, Scott, and Steve. What do you say, fellas?
Hello.
Hey there.
Howdy.
This is your first time on the show.
Indeed.
So give me a little background of FM Green. We don't know a whole lot about you guys.
Well, we all went to high school together at East Rochester, and
we won't hold that against you.
But we have been together.
One of you guys went to school with Woody.
Yeah, in Fredonia.
In college. Yeah, Scott and I went to college together.
And witnessed Woody's near-death experience with a music stand.
Yeah, Scott was just reminding me of the bludgeoning I took by a big heavy metal Manhasset music stand to the dome. Man,
To the dome.
That's right. That was a rough day.
That sounds like a song, like a Thelonious Monk number.
Yeah, I think it is if you look up his catalog. I lost a lot of blood that day.
So did you guys form in high school?
We did. Rick wasn't really... Rick's my little brother.
I joined a little late.
He joined a little late.
Okay.
But other than that, yeah, we've been together kind of making music since we were just little kids.
And what did you set out to do initially?
I think it was to get laid, mostly. And it failed miserably in high school.
I appreciate the honesty. I've always told Woody, we don't have to necessarily like the bands we have on the show, but we have to believe them. And I definitely believe that.
I believe that. I respect your honesty.
Anybody that says they joined a band just because they love music is a liar.
Dude, it's all about the music, man. It's all about the music. Well, yeah, partly. But, you know, the ladies are always a big factor in that, too.
Actually, not so much, but it turned out to be a big, big lie.
Yeah. At least the attempt is there.
So you guys have a new EP out, huh?
Not yet. It's actually getting released at our next show. That's our big CD release.
How many records do you have out so far?
One and a half.
Yeah, one and a half.
No, I've noticed a lot lately with a lot of bands, more and more are putting out EPs as opposed to LPs. Why is that?
No, this is actually a full LP.
Woody told me it was an EP.
I thought it was
Woody
an EP.
Lied.
Okay. I lied.
Damn it.
I was that music stand.
It was the music stand that hit him.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
Tommy knows.
I'm an LP.
So I'm a little lightheaded.
But you do have an EP before this?
Yeah, it was 3-2-1 Go.
And how is this record different from your first one?
It's longer.
Thanks, Captain Obvious.
Well, let's spend some FM Green right now. This is off the new record. This song is called Bug Collector on the Buzz.
I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna.
90.9 The Buzz, Sunday Night Shakedown, FM Green. If you're wondering what the song was called, it's called Bug Collector.
It could be construed as other things.
Tell me, what did you hear when you heard that song?
I heard a lot of Weezer into it.
So you guys are busted. You like Weezer, huh?
Yeah.
Older Weezer.
We've been known, a couple of times we played the entire Blue album, just start to finish.
Yeah, we did that at the archive 2 or 3 times at the record archive.
Oh, you actually played Weezer?
Yeah, it goes on and on.
So, I mean, when it comes to influences for bands, do you ever find when you're playing a song or writing a song that you don't realize the influence until after the song is done?
Yeah,
I mean, or do you intentionally say, we want to write like a Weezer-type tune here?
Yeah, I think you're right. A lot of this album, though, in hindsight, I've realized that, a lot of this album, we're kind of wearing our influences on our sleeve a lot here, whereas I don't think we ever... We used to, but now it becomes more apparent the more I listen to it.
But I think any band, I mean, Tommy, maybe you can help me out because you listen to so many bands. Everybody wears their influences on their sleeve, whether they like it or not. The only way they conceal it is by denying it.
You'll hear a whole bunch of different music with everybody saying, oh, I didn't mean to sound like this when it came out. But
yeah, well, we used to, I think, try to suppress it. So we wouldn't be so obvious that we were...
That just makes you miserable.
Yeah, well, it didn't work out for us in the past. And I think this one, we just kind of let it fly and it worked out.
So what studio did you guys work in?
We actually tracked this in my basement with my good friend Brian Aloisio, who's a great engineer, tracked it for us. And we mixed it in Chicago at Steve Albini's studio.
Oh, very cool. Now, I also noticed with this Bug Collector, when the song first started off with the guitar riff, it sounded like a song, like Super Suckers used to do songs like that, where it'd be a really slow riff but a really fast beat. This song you said initially had a faster beat to it with the same riff?
Yeah, I think we probably played it quite a bit quicker in the past, and we just slowed it down.
It's kind of a push-pull. It's kind of like a cupcake with bacon
right
on it.
We kind of went for that.
I'll have some of that.
That uncomfortable tempo where you're not quite sure if you want it a little quicker or if you want it a little slower, you know.
So you guys have a show coming up when and where?
What is it? June 17th at the Bug Jar. We'll be releasing this new record.
And who else is playing with you?
Velvet Elvis.
Oh, very cool.
And another band called In, who I'm not really familiar with, but we're really psyched to play with Velvet Elvis, finally.
Yeah, I love them guys. Really solid band.
They're really awesome.
Yeah, we're going to be playing a Velvet Elvis song on the Shakedown later tonight.
Excellent.
Cool.
Yeah, man.
And what's your website, guys, for the kids?
www.fmgreen.net.
Guys, thanks so much for coming down. You're welcome here anytime. We'll leave you off with FM Green's new song, Tell Me Lies.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
FM Green rocks, and Scott, on a closing note, thank you for bringing up a very painful memory about the music stand.
Well, you made
dome.
It. You survived.
Yeah, I did. I survived.
But and you're stronger for it.
All I can see is a hideous scar.
Yeah, that hides the metal plate in my head.
I can still see that from here, too. Yeah. It's not really hideable.
FM Green on the buzz, baby.
I didn't wear my makeup tonight. Man.
Sunday Night Shakedown on